Will Shelton, game day on RockyTop.com. Will, good afternoon. We appreciate the time as always. We're a few years in now to Tennessee versus Bruce Pearl, who of course had a terrific run as Tennessee's head coach. What has it been like for Tennessee fans? What is it now, Tennessee going up against Auburn and Bruce Pearl?
So it's really changed from that early run where, I guess it was the Donnie Tindall year, right, was his first shot there at Auburn. And Tennessee, they didn't lose to him right away, which was good for everybody's sanity. And then, you know, Auburn was really bad there for a couple of years. There was a Wednesday night SEC tournament game there where Barnes beat him by like 30, not that terribly long ago. And then all of a sudden now, I think it's been really interesting that Pearl's teams have gotten the best of Tennessee's really excellent teams here. That game a couple of years ago in the SEC championship season, that was like the second game of SEC play where Auburn beat them in Knoxville when they had 1,000 offensive rebounds. And at that point, we hadn't really seen Tennessee level up. That was coming later in the year. So even though Pearl won that game, it didn't really register as, oh, these are the two best teams in the SEC going at each other at the time. But you did have some of that sense last year. And, of course, Auburn, you know, got the best of Tennessee twice, including that just strange and really costly SEC tournament championship where we've got the selection committee saying it denied Tennessee a one seed, certainly denied Tennessee the first SEC tournament win since 1979. So Pearl's teams have gotten the best here three in a row of really good Tennessee teams, and that certainly is frustrating for Tennessee fans. I know you got to be careful with any of that head-to-head stuff because Konzo just beat Bruce last week, so that can work the other way too for fans that don't like that comparison. So it'll be interesting to see here tomorrow. Auburn's banged up and got it going kind of the wrong way. This rivalry is always going to be unique. It's just hard to compare it to anything else because it's such a rare situation in general to have a guy come back into the league and coach a different team. There's always going to be Tennessee fans that love Bruce. I think all of us always are going to love those 6 years that he had here. But as long as Barnes continues to produce the way Tennessee produced the last 2 years and the way they've recruited to produce next year, and as long as they're not going to go on some huge 7 or 8 game losing streak to Pearl, then I think this is more fun than anything and has a chance to be fun. Certainly one that Tennessee needs to get tomorrow for sure.
Rick Barnes has been working on getting the attention of John Fulkerson and Eve Pons all week long, you know, very critical during the last outing, and has said these guys just have to play better. They are the veterans on this team. People look at these guys. What do you think practice has been like for those two players, and what do you think you're going to see out of them on the road early Saturday?
Well, Fulkerson, I think he's done a good job overall. Not great in the first half against Vanderbilt, certainly, but he's done a really good job overall. To use a Konzo Martin phrase, he's accepted the challenge. He's done what Tennessee has needed him to do without Lamonte Turner and gotten them to this point where they're still in even remote bubble conversations with 5 games left in the regular season. So I think we've kind of come to expect that you're going to get good stuff offensively from Fulkerson. He's kind of an underrated shot blocker because he's on the floor with Pons so often. Pons gets all that attention, but Fulkerson's become a really good defender at the rim too. Tennessee, we wrote about this today, Tennessee's the best shot blocking team in the SEC, and they're doing this with Plavsic's the only 7-footer. He's not playing very much at all. They're doing it with one freak athlete, but just also some really good minutes from Fulkerson on the defensive end. And you've got Auburn, who's the best team in the league at getting to the free throw line. So that's a big point for tomorrow, those guys, not only offensively, but can they keep Tennessee safe at the rim? Some of that's stopping Austin Wiley in there, but a lot of it is stopping Auburn's guards when they get penetration. Can they defend well at the rim without putting these guys on the line a bunch? So I think Fulkerson has become just kind of a consistent expectation for Tennessee. I'm really interested to see what he does next year when you've got guards coming in that should draw so much more attention than what Tennessee's been able to produce from an opposing game plan here without Lamonte Turner this year. I think there's another level even that Fulkerson can get to when teams aren't, you know, focusing on him as really the number one option for Tennessee. And Pons, let's see, it would be concerning. It is concerning to me as a Tennessee fan that we're hearing the tendonitis word a lot with his knee. Is that going to cost him explosiveness? Is that going to cost him anything? Tennessee's got to have their best basketball right now. Everybody's a little beat up this time of the year. But if they're going to get this thing done at Auburn, if they're going to stay in the NCAA tournament conversation, they've got to have both of those guys, both offensively and also just taking care of business at the rim and not giving anything easy to good teams like Auburn here down the stretch.
Will Shelton is with us, game day on RockyTop.com. So what are the chances we see Tennessee's best basketball in the next five games, starting with tomorrow at Auburn?
So, you know, Auburn vulnerable with injury. That the team, and several folks have thrown out this stat, that they rate really high in Ken Pomeroy's luck ratings. They've won a bunch of close games. And then now all of a sudden they've kind of got a case of the oh no's. They've lost two games to teams that aren't very good overall in Missouri and Georgia. They shot so many threes, like 44 threes against LSU, and it worked. And I wonder now, especially down a man offensively, if that's kind of working against them, where they're settling for more threes when they're really not overall a great three-point shooting team. So Tennessee's going to need to take advantage of some of that. You don't need that luck to swing back in Auburn's favor. Had a really hot shooting game against Tennessee last year in this matchup. So you need some of that to work to Tennessee's advantage. But there is kind of a path that I don't think a lot of us thought would be there 10 days ago, where Auburn's kind of reeling. Arkansas is really in free fall. And so there's a thing here where if Tennessee can find a way to get this done, you just feel really good about going into that Arkansas matchup again in Fayetteville with them in a bad situation. And if they can put those two together on the road, then all of a sudden you're at 17-11 and you're going to get Florida and Auburn at home. So I think the conversation about Tennessee could change fairly quickly between today and this time next week if they're able to start this thing with a win tomorrow. If they don't get the win tomorrow, to me, they're going to have to either win at Rupp Arena, or they're going to have to, we're talking about multiple wins in the SEC tournament just to get back in the bubble conversation. So you need these guys. You need Vescovi to give you his best version of himself, the high assists and low turnovers. We've seen that mostly going forward. You need Josiah James to give you excellent rebounding that he gave you earlier in the year when he was healthy. And a lot of it, there's no pixie dust or anything like that, but you need Jordan Bowden to get some shots to go down. And I'm sure everything that can be tried, he has tried. Rick Barnes has tried all that stuff. You just need guys to knock down some open shots. You need Tennessee to get a little favorable, get a little hot in their shooting. That's what it's going to take, I think, at least tomorrow. And if they get through Arkansas after that, you're still going to need that kind of basketball, that higher percentage stuff against the Gators, certainly at Kentucky, and then against Auburn again here down the stretch.
Well, I'm kind of grasping at straws here, trying to figure out how Tennessee can break this home win streak that Auburn has. Am I thinking too much about the time of the game? Does that play into Tennessee's favor at all with it being so early?
That's a good question. I think it can't hurt Tennessee. Pearl has done a great job, as we all knew he would, building the atmosphere down there. And a lot of that is, you know, getting students involved, getting fans involved, taking advantage of evening primetime tip-offs and all that stuff. This is still, you know, it's a nationally televised game. I think that's still a big deal for this particular Tennessee team. Haven't been in a lot of these. I guess just the first one against Kentucky was the only CBS game I think they've played. So I think the early tip-off, it may not be a huge factor, but I don't think it's something that works against Tennessee. And, you know, this group, they've been to Kansas, so I think it's not going to be anything. We've seen them in a situation where, man, Kansas was ready to go, their environment, their fans, after that fight in the Kansas State game, and Tennessee really handled that well. Some of that was early on. They got fortunate. Pons hit a couple threes that he doesn't always knock down, but those shots went in on that day. I think Tennessee needs something like that early. And that's kind of what's happened to Auburn these last couple games, is they got behind against, especially with Missouri, a team that is capable defensively, and then they started taking too many threes. And so if Tennessee can get an advantage early on, can encourage Auburn to shoot threes, and if Auburn gets off to a slow start, then I think you've got some of the ingredients there for the Vols to find a way to get this thing done.
Will Shelton, game day on RockyTop.com. One more question for you, Will, kind of putting you on the spot. You're a basketball guy. The Elam ending was used at the end of the NBA All-Star game. Any thoughts on it in terms of the future of the sport? What do you think of the idea of putting points at a certain time onto the leading team's total, and then you play to that number?
So I'm so torn on this because it is such a good idea, but if you really wanted to take it, you know, all the way into the playoffs or whatever, then you're just kind of changing – an entire historical conversation, which I also really love the history and going back and saying, oh, this team did this with 2 minutes left in 1987 or whatever.
Yeah.
You would just remove all that. It would really be kind of starting at a new point. The best comment I've heard on it was on Bill Simmons' podcast, where either he or Ryan Russillo was talking about that if the roles were reversed, if basketball always started this way, if they started with the Elam ending, if Naismith and those guys started that way, and then now in 2020 they said, oh, no, we're going to change this to a clock the same as the first three quarters, and it's going to turn into fouls and timeouts. If the roles were reversed, everyone would hate that change. They would loathe it. The endings would be so much less dramatic than what folks were used to in that sort of game point situation. And it's, you know, it's a situation that for the vast majority of us, are, you know, if we're playing pickup ball or at the YMCA or church league or whatever, you're usually playing to a fixed number anyway. So it's something people are familiar with. So
yeah.
I don't know that it'll ever get to the point where we're talking about game seven of the NBA finals, but it's just a, man, it's a better, and for pure basketball, it's just a purer system, I think, to get to the end. So at the very least, I don't ever see the All-Star game going back to anything different than what that was.
Yeah. They had a statement yesterday actually saying that the plan right now would be to bring it back for next year. And at least for that, an exhibition game where interest had gone away, it would at least help with that, which I think would be a good thing. What's going on at game day on RockyTop.com?
One of the things we looked at in the Auburn preview today is just when we're talking about teams being unlucky, Tennessee's schedule, when we talk about that thing at the start of the year and you know you're going to play Wisconsin and Cincinnati and Memphis and Washington and all these teams, it's a bad year in general for great college basketball teams. And Tennessee did play really good teams from Kansas and Florida State. But so much of Tennessee's resume now, I mean, it's basically the bubble or worse. Washington's on something like 9 losses in a row. Memphis is well documented, is really struggling without James Wiseman in terms of their whole resume picture. VCU on the bubble, even the Alabama win at Alabama that at the time felt like, man, that's one you'll really hang your hat on. Not so much anymore. Blowing out Arkansas by 20 points or whatever, that's not really worth a whole lot anymore. So, you know, we could be talking about a situation where, again, this is why winning tomorrow is almost a must win, or else you need to win at Rupp, because there's a chance if VCU struggles down the stretch and Alabama doesn't recover, that Tennessee hasn't beaten an NCAA tournament team yet. And it's not because they didn't play a good schedule. It's just been a really weird year. So we looked at all that stuff today. Joel Hollingsworth with the four factors preview he does on all these matchups as well, kind of breaking down the Auburn game specifically. And a piece we did earlier in the week where, again, I think for Tennessee to get in this thing, they either need to go 4-1 down the stretch here, or we're going to be talking about multiple SEC tournament wins. So all that is, it's not must win tomorrow, but to me, it's about as close as you can come. So if you're looking for how the Vols can actually sneak in there and get it done, we did take a look at that a little earlier this week as well.
Game day on RockyTop.com is the website. Will, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much. Hope you have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, y'all.